Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of May 27th, 2023. This is Memorial Day weekend, and we honor and mourn the U.S. military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. Our hearts go out to their loved ones, family, and friends. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week has been orientation here at Camp Courageous for the camp staff. It prepares them for all the different activities, safety standards, and anything that has to do with our summer season. Also this weekend, our travel program is taking a trip to Chicago to see a Cubs game, and then on Monday they'll be heading out to a Renaissance Festival. Camp Courageous is currently looking for an assistant nursing director. If you might know somebody that might be interested in this, if they want to contact Camp Courageous, our nursing department, we'd love to hear from them. We also have PRN positions open and a variety of opportunities in our nursing department. Fundraisers and programs this next week on Tuesday, May 30th at 3 o'clock and also at 7 p.m. I have been asked to give a program to the public by the DeWitt Noon Lions at the DeWitt Opera House in downtown DeWitt as part of their 2023 Travelogue series. A $5 donation is suggested, with proceeds going to the wonderful programs Lions Clubs provide, including Camp Courageous. This program will cover both trips I've personally taken to Ukraine for medical mission work. Also, today will be the final day of Roundup at the Fairway Stores. We appreciate the Fairway Stores giving Camp Courageous this opportunity. Next Saturday, a week from today, will be the big Camp Courageous Fishing Derby. It will be taking place at the Pleasant Creek State Recreation Area in Palo. It will be going from 8 a.m. to noon. There will be prizes, fishing, food. It's $5 per person or $15 a family. A great time will be had by all. Camp Courageous has lost some very dear friends in the past week. Those include Janice Gillihan. She was 83 from Manchester, one of our wonderful Manchester garage sale volunteers. Also, another great Manchester volunteer, Charlotte Lesline, passed away. She was 98 years old. Also, Agnes Dewitt. Agnes was from here in Monticello, 86 years old. Agnes served as the business manager under Gary Turbis, Bud Yule, and Charlie Becker here at Camp Courageous. Was an incredible foundation for the camp during its earliest years. As we celebrate Memorial Day and the weekend, today I will be heading to Rock Island, Illinois to celebrate Mary Lou Simpson's 95th birthday. Don and Mary Lou lived and volunteered at Camp Courageous for over 2 years. And anytime I'm in that area, I also have the opportunity to stop by the Rock Island Cemetery where my parents are buried. It's a beautiful cemetery. My dad was in the Army during World War II and the Normandy invasion. If you ever have an opportunity to visit that gorgeous facility, I highly recommend it. On Monday, I'll be speaking at the Memorial Day observance here in Monticello at Oakland Cemetery. We appreciate that opportunity. And this weekend, if you're out for a drive, stop by Camp Courageous. See our Mainliner Memorial Park. It is a beautiful park area next to Camp's Durgan Pavilion in Lake Todd. And it honors all those who have served in the United States Armed Forces. What makes it kind of unique, it is acknowledges all the branches of the service, including the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, and the new Space Force. At the center of the memorial area is a bronze sculpture of a camper in a wheelchair with her hand over her heart. There is also a plaque that honors the frontline workers of the recent pandemic. You're welcome to stop by morning, noon, and night and see the beautiful Mainliner Memorial Park, a wonderful tribute, and the lighting at night is just gorgeous there. Here's Camp's dear friend, Terry Connell, talking about how the concept of the Mainliner Memorial Park came to be.
I'm Terry Connell, and I live on the lake in Delhi, Iowa. Back in 2016 or 17, I came out to camp and talked to Charlie about donating some funds to build something that the campers would like to have. I knew that there was a train And my dad had worked on the railroad for a lot of his life. And since my parents had both passed, we had talked about how we might incorporate something the campers would like to do or see or learn about. I wanted to do something that would kind of honor my parents. And again, because my dad was, you know, had worked on the railroad, my mom was very into gardening and her butterflies and things. My dad was a vet. Charlie mentioned that the camp had a need and had always talked about doing a memorial. Charlie and I had gotten together a few times over the years, and at one point he called and he was like, I have this idea. We want to do a memorial park with all of the different branches of service. We would do it over by, you know, the train loop, and that was perfect. I wanted to do something in that area. And I have brought lots of family members and friends who are veterans and those who are not out to see the park and have a moment of thinking about our people who have served and gave their all for us to be here.
So now that it's built, it's been there a couple of years. Is it what you thought it would be, or is it beyond what you
You know, it's beyond what I thought it would be. It's fantastic. It is. I don't know if you've ever seen it at night. If you have a chance to see it at night, it's just the most beautiful, serene place. The lighting is beautiful. The flags are, you know, fantastic. A lot of times there's a great sunset off in the distance, and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous. I couldn't be happier with it. It's exactly what I hoped for, more than I hoped for.
Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous this Memorial holiday. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.